and play Stump the Mayor.
And now, 96.7 Eagle in the Morning Mayhem present Stump the Mayor. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and the law offices of Burke, Costanza, and Carberry. Here's your host, Dennis Adell, and the Port City Mayor, Tom Dermody.
All right. It's time to play Stump the Mayor.
Because I am 1-0 or 2-0?
Two.
I think 2-0, two. Baby. Right. That's now what they call a winning streak.
2-0. All right. This will be the last time we get a question from anybody that comes by and drops it off starting next week. You've got to go online, submit your questions at 96.7theeagle.com. Go to the submit tab and fill out your questions there. That's how we're going to start taking the questions after today.
And Lori Sabe gave me some good luck. Powdered suckers that
She's
were similar
sucking to, up to, you. Come
to
on.
Sages. Thank you, Lori. I love these little things here.
All right. Bill Netzer turned in this question.
Uh-oh.
So here we go. Where is or was Leroy's Meat Market sign? Still on a tall brick building.
Yes.
Where or was Leroy's Meat Market sign? Or no, Meat Market. The sign is still on the tall brick building. Excuse me. So where was it?
Yes. And I think because I've told Brent Samford how cool if I believe that's the correct one because he's a painter. How cool it would be to, and maybe not, but to refresh it. And I believe it is across Lincoln Way on the backside. There's a car dealership across from Hawkins Print Shop. And if that is correct, get out of my way because I am on a roll, baby.
I can't give you a correct answer because he didn't give me any information of what building it's next to.
It's across the street from Hawkins.
And I know where you're at, on the south side.
And it's a tattered, and I'm going to give myself victory. I think that's where it is.
Okay.
I'm looking to see
his answer is the 300 block Lincoln Way, south side. That's the answer I got.
South side.
That's why when you turn into questions, we need you to give some descriptions also. But that's what he's got. I'll go
well,
yes on
you have
on
to
that.
Give you an said answer.
That, yeah, yeah. Well, Bill. He did. And you did say the south side. And like I said, the 300 block of Lincoln Way. I'll give it to you this week. I'll make it 3 weeks in a row.
Well, I kind of gave it to myself. But
yeah,
3
you did.
And 0,
that's
baby.
True. You did. That's true.
And it is so cool if you drive by on that backside and say, does it look old, better old school, you know, kind of worn?
Mm-hmm.
Or because if you picture T-shirts these days, you know, some people wear them old school.
Yeah, right.
Like worn,
yeah.
Or would it look better refreshed? So Brent Samford could go out and repaint it. I'd love to hear what the public says.
Okay.
How do you like it?
All right. We did not stump the mayor this week. And, of course, starting next week, yeah, 3 in a row. I know. He's holding
it's like the three. Yeah. Yep.
Of course, next week we'll be taking your questions off of the website, 96.7theeagle.com. Hit the submit tab. Turn in your questions, and the mayor will pick A, B, or C. And if it happens to be your question and you stump the mayor, you will win a free oil change from the folks at Valvoline Instant Oil here in LaPorte.
Jackie says distressed, so I apologize if I did not use the proper terminology. I'm being scolded. It's a distressed look on the T-shirt or on the wall.
Getting yelled at and you're not even
Jeez,
home, man. Nice.
No kidding.
I love Jackie. She's good.
Hey, did you notice I brought my tennis shoes in?
I did.
I left them cold in the truck overnight, and if I was going to run this morning, had to bring them in warm them up, so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Glad you let everybody else know that. I'm the only one that could see it. I'd say Stan, but he's in there mumbling behind you.
Oh, jeez.
All right. As always, Stump the Mayor has been brought to us by...
Join us next Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Stump the Mayor. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and the law offices of Burke, Costanza, and Carberry.
All right, welcome back. Mayor Dermody has won for 3 weeks in a row. Wow.
I love it. Winning streak, baby.
That's right.
Unlike the White Sox at spring training.
Yeah, the Cubs. I said, Cubs pitching. Hello, middle relief. Hello.
I think
you think they did it? No.
I think you said that like a year ago.
I've said it
before they were coming in.
Yes, I mean, it's like, come on. All right, we've got a lot of questions here. Are you ready to get down to business?
Let's do this thing.
All right, first question out is coming from my newsman this morning. So a little recap, and do you really think that Nipsco answered any questions last night? I mean, I don't want the political spin.
Yeah.
I want to know, did they come through with the right answers?
Well, I can't tell you if they came up with the right answers because, you know, people are saying, hey, you could, local officials can do resolutions. They don't do anything. Sorry about my gesture. We're talking to the IURC, which is the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission.
Who's we?
Annette and I yesterday, last night. We collected names and copies of bills that we sent down. We're sending down to the IURC, but Nipsco came. I talked to some people. That was the one question, yours exactly, because it doesn't matter what I think. Did the customers feel, did our residents feel like they had responses? And people said, yeah, they didn't like them, but they at least, some of them felt like they received answers. And I think the majority of people want to know about a more detailed delivery charge. And my question all along, and I told them that, I've told people, if the delivery charge is the infrastructure to get your product there, why is it tied, and this is Tom Dermody as a homeowner, why is it tied to the number of therms? Because no matter how much I use, it's not like you're adding infrastructure to provide me more product. It's the same infrastructure either way. And I think people would like to see, Ohio does a flat monthly rate, so you know what your bill is. So we have a short-term situation, I think, to help especially low-income seniors or low-income families that, you know, shouldn't be choosing between food, mortgage, rent, medicine, and to heat their home. So we have a short-term issue, and then a bigger picture of bills can't continue to go up in the long term. What does energy look like? And I appreciated Representative Pressel that he has asked the IURC to investigate these rates. And from my perspective, I'm dealing with the congressman on each side of the aisle, as well as the IURC, to say, what do we do to help people during this last part of winter to help spread out maybe payments and not get people so far in debt that they can't get out? Is that fair?
That's fair. Okay, but I'm going to ask you this question.
Ask.
All right. Remember, you and Jim brought in the people for gas, remember?
Yes.
Back in the day. And what was their answer? Why they could go ahead and jack the prices?
Because they can.
Do you feel Nipsco is saying the same thing?
If the IURC does their job, the Indiana Utility Regulatory, that's the group that has to approve them. So there's a group of authority, and I think the public now understands that and will bring better light to this situation. And how do we make costs get more competitive? So you're not wearing five sweatshirts or two sweatshirts and have the heat down. And, you know, we've been told that bills will come completely down here during the summer. But as I've said, we're not there. We need rates to come down now, and how do we do that? And really, everything has to be approved by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. So I'm doing my job, and Steve Hollifield, he just texted me, and Steve said was postponed his testimony at the IURC till April. I will be telling them the people need help. So Steve's doing his part, and he came last night, and we were having some debate on a few items, talking to some residents. But I think everybody's on the same page. We need more competitive costs, and also data centers are not the cost of increases. I think that was made pretty clear.
All right, we got to do. We got to roll here. Is it possible to cut the dune grass down by Kroger? It's hard to see traffic coming. Thank you.
Yes, we just assigned or awarded for that work.
Question for the mayor. Has there been any interest from a large grocery in the city, grocery store in the city, such as Meijer or Strax? Kroger isn't very nice, to put it lightly. Walmart is always busy. Aldi is great, but doesn't have everything the city needs.
So I've heard some interest from outside grocers that might be interested in coming, but nothing close as we speak.
Bricks by the Crossing is way too deep. Getting repaired when? Over here.
Well, when the weather, you mean?
Right by the hospital.
Oh, by the hospital. Yeah. The hospital is working with our wastewater team to address that. That's their internal system. So they are, in fact, told us that they are going to be repairing those.
Okay. Let's see. That are you guys going to do when you get 86? Wish I could see it.
86.
When we get to 86, I'll be celebrating.
Yes.
Let's see here. Hold on.
Hopefully still walking.
Derek, you got to send your question in. Like I said, go online, 96.7theeagle.com. Hit the submit tab. Don't let the government hear 60 is the new 30. They'll move retirement to 90. That's true. That's true.
That's okay. A good one.
Let's see.
How many listeners?
Hold on here. Right now, 110, 111.
Nice job, everybody.
Let's see. Please refresh the Leroy store sign. It's historic in our town, somebody said.
Brent Sanford, let's go. You own the building.
Who can I contact with parking issues with my neighbors?
219-362-2327. Ask for code enforcement.
How about the thought of saving Washington School nameplate for a monument put on Point a lot of Lot?
If there's still one, I think that's a great idea. I can't remember if there's a Washington. Oh, probably. You mean in the building, not like
I'm
outside.
Assuming, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
As well as the Koch building. You know, that's being transformed. In fact, our young guns, Tucker King, Eric Nelson, David Heinhold, and Brian McDonald, finalized that deal that we've talked about for some time now. The old Koch building will be demoed in March, and construction for the housing for those that have had disabilities will begin in June.
Okay.
Doing what we said we do.
All-star coach says, go White Sox.
Go Sox.
Sorry to hear that. Let's see. Boiler Tom, just wanted to let you know that the lady driving the plow truck in the area around Riley School is efficient, friendly, and does a great job. She is a good representative of the city of LaPorte.
Oh, thank you there. We got some just great team members. I like Boiler Tom because I fell asleep, everybody. Tell me who won Friday between Purdue IU. Yeah, I love it. Small victories.
Didn't they split the season, though?
All I worry about is the last game.
Okay. Help us get through the rest of this week. Winter, Tom. Just because winter it will be over doesn't mean the problem will be solved. Wait till next winter, till the next rate increase, somebody says here.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, it does matter what you think. Pressure on down state commission is essential. Spreading out payment resolves nothing. IURC must be held accountable.
And that's what I've been working every angle possible, talking to everybody, because we need competitive rates.
This person would like to know, what's the possibility of making some of the parking spaces by the post office limited time, like 15 or 30 minutes for customers only? Finding a parking space there is horrible because spaces are always occupied for the day.
Absolutely, and I think the post office, if you can work with them, be glad to. We've had a conversation with the congressman, and I will have be talking with one of the congressman staffers today. We have some people that are in Puerto Vallarta, and
that.
It's not a good situation, so we're saying, what can we do to help get people out right now?
NIPSCO is one of the killing factors for industry, somebody texted here. Our NIPSCO bill for February is up $300 compared to last year, $824 in the first 3 months of the year. We have spent $900 or more. The county of LaPorte, January, spent $43,000 more than last year.
And also make sure for individuals, call down. There are plans to help reduce your bill. Take full advantage of those. But again, I think this is coming to light, or bringing to light, that we need more competitive rates, and I couldn't agree more, and that's why I was glad Representative Pressel opened up the investigation, or asked the IURC to open up the investigation on rates.
This person would like to know, can you do anything about a business open to the public not having heat?
I don't know what we could do, but call our engineering department or just text me that information, 363-7293.
All right. Once the IURC allowed this to happen, NIPSCO is in the catbird seat, and all politicians must get involved. What will you do as the mayor?
Well, I've been doing, you know, and again, while other people are talking about it, I've been doing since day one when this hit. Again, talking at the federal level, the local level, the state level, and working directly with the IURC. I have a couple people that used to serve in the legislature that are new members, and I think they have fresh eyes on this. To see how we can reduce those bills.
Final question. Will there ever be a chance to get under the bridge painted to say, welcome to LaPorte or home of the slicers? Your orange bridge.
Our orange bridge. We're all one, baby. Yeah, I think that would be excellent.
Jim won't follow, State Rep Pressa won't follow my lead. We need blue and gold out there at the dog bone.
You got Notre Dame,
New Prairie. I mean, it's like, ooh, come on, dude. I mean, yeah.
I think Dennis has got something there.
Then work on it, because he won't listen to me. I've been trying. Hey, Mayor, we've run out of time. I appreciate you coming in.
363-7293. Thank you again. Is there a time frame when I can have my first sucker here?
You can have it anytime you want now, because I'm off the air.
After breakfast.
Off the air. All right, there you go. Mayor Dermody, and don't forget, next week, Stump the Mayor, moving to online as far as your question. Go ahead to 96.7theeagle.com, okay? Hit the submit tab and leave your question there. And we will take three questions, and next Tuesday, the mayor will pick one. And if it happens to be your question and you happen to stump the mayor, guess what, my friends? You're going to win a free oil change from Valvoline Instant Oil here in LaPorte. Okay, so be ready for that. All right. In the meantime, that has been Stump the Mayor.